On his very first day at work yesterday, Iraq's new president, Jalal Talabani, made a speech offering amnesty to Iraqi insurgents, even those who had killed combatants.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
And in today's Wall Street Journal, he wrote that a door is open to those who genuinely renounce violence. What Talabani did not talk about in his inaugural speech was how long foreign forces, principally the 150,000 Americans, will be staying, although he did say in a CNN interview that he thinks withdrawal can happen in 2 years. This is a prickly issue, perhaps more in Iraq than in the United States. On the second anniversary Saturday of the fall of Saddam Hussein, tens of thousands of Iraqis demonstrated for withdrawal of American troops. And on the spot where the statue of Saddam Hussein was toppled 2 years ago, protesters erected and toppled an effigy of President Bush. Prime Minister Ibrahim al-Jafri, trying to patch together a government, has said the time is not ripe to demand a timetable for troop withdrawal. But that is not accepted by the followers of Shiite firebrand Muqtada al-Sadr, whom Jafri has been trying to lure into the government. Riding to Jafri's rescue, the American High Command has now begun talking discreetly of a timetable for troop withdrawal. Senior commanders and Pentagon officials, unnamed, are quoted by the New York Times as saying the campaign in Iraq is making enough progress fighting insurgents to allow the Pentagon to plan for significant troop reductions by early next year. This is qualified with the cautionary warning that the insurgency still has 12 to 20,000 hardcore fighters and an ability to quickly change tactics to carry out deadly attacks. But the Times speaks of a growing consensus among top officers that a turning point has been reached. One indication is that more Iraqis are defying intimidation to give Iraqi forces tips on the location of hidden roadside bombs and rebel safe houses. The weekend demonstrations have apparently put the issue of American troops front and center, and the American command is doing its best to defuse the issue by starting to talk about troop withdrawal. This is Daniel Shore.